Hey everyone, welcome back. We all know testosterone, right? The whole muscle building thing.
Right.
But get ready for this. Today we're going deep into some brand new research that really flips the script on how we think about testosterone.
Yeah, it's
We're talking about how it affects a developing embryo's heart.
Yeah,
and it's way more complex than you might think.
It really is, and what's so cool about this research is that it kind of like challenges that traditional view. We always think of testosterone as this muscle-building, masculinizing hormone.
Right.
But this research shows it's got its hands in stuff way earlier, even at the very beginning of development.
Okay, so we're talking about testosterone's impact on a developing embryo.
Yeah.
That's really early on.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the big shocker here?
Well, we've known for years that testosterone works through these things called androgen receptors.
Okay.
AR. And they're inside cells. Think of it like a key fitting into a lock. Testosterone, the key, goes into a cell, finds its lock, the AR, and boom, that sets off all kinds of effects.
Right, like a lock and key. Got it.
Exactly.
But this research is saying something else is going on.
Yeah. This new research suggests testosterone might have another way of doing its thing, especially in those developing embryos.
Okay.
It seems like it's interacting with a protein, but this one's found on the surface of cells.
Interesting.
Not inside them.
Okay.
Which totally changes how we think about it.
Whoa, hold on. So instead of the key going into the lock, it's messing with something on the outside.
Yeah, like...
What is this mysterious surface protein?
It's called GPRC6A.
Okay.
And it's like an antenna on the cell's surface, picking up signals from outside the cell and sending them inside. It's a whole different way for testosterone to chat with the cell.
Wow. So two different ways for testosterone to send signals.
Right.
One inside the cell with the AR, and now this new pathway outside with GPRC6A.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So how do they figure this out?
Well, they used zebrafish.
Zebrafish? Why zebrafish? What makes them so special for this kind of research?
They're incredible for studying development because their embryos are see-through.
Really?
You can literally watch their organs develop.
No way.
Plus, they grow super fast, which speeds up the research.
Wow, that's amazing. So they can see everything happening in real time.
Exactly.
Did they just dose these zebrafish with testosterone and see what happened?
Pretty much. They exposed the embryos to testosterone and just watched. And what they saw was kind of shocking. The embryos developed what's called cardiac edema.
Cardiac edema. That sounds bad. What is that?
It's a buildup of fluid around the heart. And with these embryos, it was really obvious they could actually see the swelling around the tiny hearts of these developing fish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they saw this link between testosterone and this heart problem in the zebrafish.
Mm-hmm.
But how did they know it was specifically this GPRC6A protein and not the regular androgen receptors?
That's where things get really cool. They use that gene editing tool, CRISPR.
CRISPR. That's like molecular scissors, right? You can cut and change parts of DNA.
Exactly. They used CRISPR to mess up the GPRC6A protein in some of the embryos. And guess what? Those embryos were much less likely to get that cardiac edema when they were exposed to testosterone.
Wow. They edited the gene and saw a difference. That's amazing. But scientists always want more proof, right?
Oh, absolutely. They wanted to be extra sure about this GPRC6A thing, so they used these special drugs that block it.
So they shut down the GPRC6A pathway in some of the zebrafish. Then what?
And just like that, the drugs that block GPRC6A, they really knocked down the amount of cardiac edema in the embryos that were exposed to testosterone. It's like a switch.
Wow. So we've got multiple things pointing to this brand new pathway.
We do.
This is where it gets really interesting, right?
It does. It tells us there's so much more to testosterone than we thought.
Yeah.
And this is just the beginning.
Wow.
We're about to go deeper.
This is blowing my mind. We're really seeing how testosterone works in ways we never even thought about. But we keep talking about these two pathways like they're totally separate things, but it's probably more complicated than that.
Oh, absolutely. Biology doesn't usually work in isolation, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's more like this whole web of interactions. And one of the big things scientists are trying to figure out now is how this new pathway, the one where testosterone is messing with GPRC6A,
right.
How does that work with the old pathway, the one with the androgen receptors inside the cell?
So it's like we're trying to figure out the relationship between two players in a huge system.
Exactly.
Are they working together? Are they fighting each other?
And it gets even more wild because we need to figure out if there are other molecules or proteins involved.
Oh, right.
It's not just testosterone and GPRC6A. What else is part of this?
It's like discovering a whole hidden city. So what else are scientists trying to find?
Well, they're really digging into how this testosterone GPRC6A thing actually causes the cardiac edema. They've found that when testosterone activates GPRC6A, it sets off this whole chain reaction that ends up affecting another protein called PAKO.
PAK1. Okay, so now there's another protein. What's so special about this one?
PAKO1 is like a key player in how the heart develops normally.
Okay.
And the research suggests that when you mess with PAKO1's activity, which seems to happen when testosterone triggers that GPRC6A pathway, that's a big part of why those heart problems happen in the zebrafish.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Testosterone activates GPRC6A.
Right.
Which messes with PAK1.
Mm-hmm.
And messing with PAK1 leads to heart problems.
Bingo.
Did I get it?
You nailed it. You just explained a whole new way we're thinking about how testosterone affects the heart.
That's amazing. But this is all in zebrafish, right?
Right.
Does any of this apply to us?
That is the million-dollar question.
Right.
So this was done in zebrafish, but it might be important for humans too.
This is huge. How does this zebrafish research relate to people? Could this change how we understand human health?
It could. One area where it might be really relevant is in understanding and maybe even treating conditions where testosterone is higher than usual, like PCOS.
PCOS, that's a hormonal disorder that a lot of women have, right? What's the connection?
Right. PCOS is common in women.
Yeah.
And we need more research, for sure.
Right.
But this zebrafish study gives us something new to think about.
Okay.
Could this pathway we just talked about be part of the reason why some women with PCOS have heart issues?
Wow. So we're saying that what we've learned from these little fish could change how we treat certain health conditions.
Potentially, yeah.
That's incredible.
It is.
This is why I love these deep dives. You never know what you're going to find. But we've covered so much, and I bet there's more, right?
Oh, yeah.
What other things are scientists trying to figure out?
It's like we've opened this door to a room full of possibilities.
All right.
And scientists want to explore all of it.
Like what? Give me some examples. What are they thinking about right now?
One of the biggest questions is, how does this new pathway, the testosterone GPRC6A1, how does that work with the old one, with the androgen receptors inside the cells?
Right, yeah.
Do they work together? Do they compete? It's a big puzzle.
It really makes you think about all the stuff we don't know yet.
It does.
If testosterone can do this in a developing embryo's heart, what else can it do throughout life?
Exactly. And it shows just how connected everything is in our bodies.
Yeah.
We think about hormones as having these specific jobs.
Right.
But this research shows they can do way more than we ever expected.
This has been amazing. I feel like I have a whole new way of thinking about testosterone and what it does in development.
It's been great talking about this with you.
Yeah, this is really cool.
And remember, this is just the start.
Right.
There's so much more to discover.
It really makes you wonder, what else is out there? If testosterone can have these crazy effects on a developing embryo's heart, what other hidden things is it doing throughout life?
It's a question that's got everyone buzzing. This research is like opening a whole new book on hormones and how they affect our bodies from the very beginning.
It's wild to think we can learn so much from a tiny zebrafish.
I know, right?
It changes everything we thought we knew. This is why I love these deep dives. Always something to think about afterward.
It shows how important scientific curiosity is.
It really does.
We have to keep questioning what we think we know. And this research is a perfect example. It challenges us, makes us think differently, and opens up all these exciting new paths to explore.
So where do we go from here? What's next for this research?
Well, one really exciting possibility is new treatments. Could we use this new pathway, you know, target it somehow to treat heart problems or hormonal issues?
Right.
Maybe even other conditions we haven't even thought of yet. It's a whole new world for researchers.
So this tiny fish could be the key to some huge breakthroughs in human health. That's amazing.
It really shows how connected everything is, you know?
Yeah.
What we learn from one species can affect so many others, even ourselves.
This has been an incredible deep dive. I feel like I've learned so much about testosterone and what it does in development. Thanks for being here.
Happy to be here. And remember, this is just the beginning. There's always more to learn.
Absolutely.
And sometimes the most unexpected findings are the ones that change everything.
I love that. To everyone listening, thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We hope you learned something new and exciting about testosterone and its surprising effects on the heart. And until next time, stay curious.